Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are so fortunate to have His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 18th Chapter, verse number 26. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you Prabhuji for giving your valuable time and association to us in this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now yes. I will hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Whenever ready, please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible, Mother?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, thank you. You are always so kind. So today, first of all, I'd like to welcome all of you to this session of Srimad Bhagavatam, or you can say morning sadhana, which is very exciting every day. I hope we all are feeling the same way because we are going home, finally going home. And this taking medicine or appreciating this process and appreciating each other is required. These are more we attentively do this, then our journey will be easier. So with that note, let us begin this Bhagavatam session. So I would like to sing a song. I hope you can. Oh yes, very good. Okay. Those who are aware of this subject on sixth canto, this sixth canto has a lot of family problem. Sounds like gossip. We're not supposed to hear all the gossips. That's true. But the big difference is that we are learning a lesson with the mundane newspaper and radio or whatever gossip, there is no lesson we learn to purify our consciousness. And this episode, whether it began with Ajamil, you know, escaping hell, or Daksha Maharaj, Prajapati Daksha, we did three chapter. Then we did Indra and Vritrasura. It's like what, 7 chapter? Yeah, 7 to 13, that's a lot. And then Chitraketu Maharaj. And now coming to Diti, Mother Diti with Indra. Seems like there is always family issues, family problem. Maybe none of you ever faced it, but I did. But with the mundane, we don't learn any lesson that will ultimately purify our consciousness and will allow us to go back home, back to Godhead. So whole process of bhakti yoga, it is joyful journey, but internally, not externally. Externally, there is a calamity always. Family issues. And so you'll see auntie and nephew, Indra is the nephew and auntie Diti, they have their issues also. I mean, this is like, just like a family matter. But it's a beautiful lesson because if we pay attention to Bhagavatam, we will purify our consciousness, we will get out forever. So what will be lesson that we learn from it? Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressed in this verse, how we can mold ourselves, dovetail ourselves. I'm sure you all are familiar with those words, Prabhupada's hammer those words, dovetail. And then, hey, we'll be in Golok Vrindavan joyfully with Krishna, Radharani, and all of you, all Bhakti Japa Sangha group, all will be in Golok Vrindavan. And we'll have a party forever, never ends, joyful. So with that note, let us begin singing this song, and then we'll begin that party. I am in Deland, another temple in Florida. I don't have Mridanga Kartal here, but I'll do it with my hand clap. Amar balite prabhu ar kichu nai tumi amar matro pita bandhu bhai amar balite prabhu ar kichu nai তুমি আমার মাত্র পিতা বন্ধু ভাই বন্ধু দ্বারা সুতা তব দাসী দাস সেই তো সম্বন্ধে সবে আমার প্রয়াস বন্ধু দ্বারা সুতাম তব দাসী দাস সেই তো সম্বন্ধে সবে আমার প্রয়াস ধন জান গৃহ দ্বার তোমার বলিয়া রাখা করি আমি মাত্র সেবক ধন জন গৃহ দ্বার তোমার বলিয়া রাখা করি আমি সেবক হইয়া তোমার কার্যের তরে উপার জীব ধন তোমার সংসার করিব বহন তোমার কার্যের তরে উপার জীব ধন তোমার সংসারে করিব বহন ভালো মন্দ নাহি জানি সেবা মাত্র করি তোমার সংসারে আমি বিষয় প্রহরী ভালো মন্দ নাহি জানি সেবা মাত্র করি তোমার সংসারে আমি বিষয় প্রহরি তোমার ইচ্ছায় মোর ইন্দ্রিয় চালনা শ্রবণ দর্শন ঘ্রাণ ভোজন বাসনা তোমার ইচ্ছায় মোর ইন্দ্রিয় চালনা শ্রবণ দর্শন ঘ্রাণ ভোজন বাসনা নিজ সুখ লাগি কিছু নাহি করিয়ার ভক্তি বিনোদ বলে তব সুখ সার নিজ সুখ লাগি কিছু নাহি করিয়ার ভক্তি বিনোদ বলে তব সুখ সার হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম Ram Ram Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya, Gurudev, Jaya Jaya, Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya, Gurudev, Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribraja, Gacharya Ashtatar Shata Sri Sima, Srila Bhai Charna Rabinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribraja, Gacharya Ashtatar Shata Sri Sima, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jayam Vishnupad Srila Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Vedas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Maya Purnavati Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Bhakti Japa Sangha Group Ki Jai Samabhata Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Vatalinsi Mata Bhakti Vedanta Samiti Namini Namaste Shashati Vagaramani Pachani Nivishesha Shunabhati Paschata Deshatari. So dear Prabhus and Mothers, I feel grateful to be here with all of you. Because you all are actually helping each other, helping me to make this journey home, back home, easy, really easy. This Krishna consciousness process, I feel it's a journey within, not so much of outside. Yes, outside everybody sees, but what we contemplate dwells in, where our consciousness focus in, that's where we are, Krishna consciousness. So I need some help from all of you to read this. I see Mother Dr. Karpa Gavali, she's always fired up, enthusiasm. Six things we need. She has that one, utsaha. Very nice, to guarantee our success. Very nice. So please read one translation at a time, each person, so we can think. So let us begin with that note. Whoever would ready, please go ahead.
Nothing mine, father, friend, brother, you are even these to me.
Okay, thank you. So my question is, is not your brother, father, mother, they don't disappear, they are there. So you establish Krishna's relationship here. How do you establish Krishna's relationship? Not in the altar, in your day-to-day life, every moment.
He is everything, he is my prana. He is the oxygen to my life.
He is
everything to me.
Prana is good, that's good, but he's a person. Very important, because prana can be impersonal. God is there, I don't care the rest of it. No, no, same God. It's also in my brothers.
I see Krishna in everybody, Prabhuji.
Yes. So that means, that means developing love for Krishna. Guess how it will be tested? How I treat my sister, brother, father, mother, my neighbor. They are going to see whether I have it developed. Not that I love Krishna and I don't treat them well. It's a fact, even in our movement. Sometimes even I see, I'm not here to be critical, but I tell you honestly. Sometimes I used to think like my relationship with Krishna is important. Family is like secondary. That's not true. You see them, Krishna in their heart. Same Krishna I'm loving. Developing love for him, it's in the heart of those same family member. And they will develop Krishna consciousness through my help. And with their help, I will develop Krishna consciousness. So we are interdependent. This is a very sophisticated way Bhaktivinoda Thakur write this. This itself is a sloka relationship. Just one line. Okay, next person, please.
Those whom called friends, wife, sons, and daughters are all your servants and maidservants. Whatever care I take for them is only as it relates to you. Hare Krishna.
This is the extension of the first line. This is wonderful, isn't it? We do call. That doesn't mean you'll stop calling them from today. You'll call them still. You'll treat them like husband and wife, sons. But you see as a Krishna's. How much you love Krishna? Oh, it will be tested by them. Krishna will check through them. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a wonderful, I give you one little, I'm sorry, I'm going off, but I'll just give you one little synopsis. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had two wives. First wife died when his first son, Annada Prasad, was 10-month baby, 10-month old child baby. And he needs some, help. So he remarried Mother Bhagavati Devi. So this Annada Prasad and Bimala Prasad, that Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, had a wonderful conversation, many. One time he said, brother, I'm about to leave my body. Bimala Prasad says, yes. Are you okay? Is your consciousness very clear? Are you thinking of God? He said, actually, I was thinking of God even in my previous life. But in this life, I took birth in this family just for one reason. He said, what's the reason? I want to beg apology to you. We had an unfinished job from previous life. I did not treat you well. Prabhus and mothers, death is not a death. Death is a clearance to enter into spiritual domain. Right now, we need to clear our consciousness with all the family member, neighbors, all the devotees in the temple. Bimala Prasad says, what did you do? You didn't do anything. He said, no, I had unresolved issues. So I had to come back again. And you have come also from spiritual world to here. Please forgive me. Bimala Prasad said, I don't hold anything. Don't worry. No, just give me forgiveness. And if I have done anything, I forgive. He said, yes, brother. And they cried for a few moments. He left this world. The first son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Annada Prasad. Maybe we all want to come back and resolve the issue, or maybe we can resolve the issue now and have a free, completely freedom. It's up to us. Nobody can escape. These are reality. Bhagavatam is reality about our life. So this song is communicating. So this is a beautiful. Thank you. Third line, please.
Gautam Prabhuji has raised
Hare Krishna. If I continue to maintain my wealth, family members, home and wife. It is because they are yours. I am a mere servant.
Very nice. Beautiful. I mean, literally, if every devotee had this vision, ISKCON would have never needed even mentoring or counseling, or some disappointed devotee would go out. And today we'll see in this episode, this chapter, how Mother Auntie Diti, I call her Auntie, because she is actually a sister of Indra's mother, Aditi, and the nephew Indra, how they had an ill motive amongst family. Maybe none of you ever faced this, but amongst family members, sometimes we don't like everybody. We like our friend outside is sometimes better than our relatives. The whole spiritual life is a transforming, reforming our attitude, our original, natural, pure, lovable person. We all are trying. I'm also a fallen soul, but you all are going to pray. Please pray and help me also to uplift my consciousness, to treat everybody as a children of Krishna, not look down, but look up to Krishna when I see them. And that is required. So this is beautiful. Thank you, Prabhu. One more.
For your service, I will earn money and bear the expenses of your household.
What about taking sannyas and giving up responsibility? Aha. This is a beautiful. You want to surrender by going to temple and giving up family responsibility? This is not surrender. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you go, work hard. Bhaktivinoda Thakur did that. Every day he went to court, earn money, deal with karmis. No complaint. Show me one complaint Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. He exemplifies himself. That's why Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada, on Gaur Purnima day, whole 1 hour lecture, 10 minutes he talks about Lord Chaitanya and whole 50 minutes talk about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It disturbed me for years. Why Prabhupada talking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur revived what Krishna consciousness and he exemplified. We have to love our wife, husband, children, everyone. I did a lot of mistakes in my life. I do not want to do. That correction definitely arised in my consciousness strongly. I did a mistake to learn, but we don't have to. I mean, those who are, maybe none of you do mistake, but if you do, you learn a lesson. This is a beautiful. We should deal with the public. We should deal with the world. Love Krishna in the world. Love Krishna with the world. And love Krishna through the world. This is the essence of this line. That he will earn money, bear the expenses of your household. Is that ownership, just the changing the ownership is the big deal. Mamata, it's my family or my business, my money, my life. Why not Krishna's servant's life? This ownership has to be changed. Thank you. This is beautiful. One more.
Sibani Mataji, please go ahead.
I know neither good or bad. I merely serve. I am but a watchman who guards the properties in your household.
Very nice. ISKCON is a household. So we all are guard. Yesterday
Mataji, Krishna Kumari Mataji. Prabhu, sorry, please continue.
Okay. Thank you. Yesterday we went to a big Indian, Central Florida Indian gathering. Oh my God, so many Bollywood song everywhere. We tried to sing also, but it was like a tough competition. But they're nice people. But then I was thinking about these verse actually. It was very interesting. That these are all wonderful souls. How can we help? And we pray. And Krishna and Prabhupada guide us. At the end, we got so many people came. They're all Indian origin, but they kind of got lost. And at the end, it was so good. I can see where I am, this temple, hardly anybody comes because it's very far from the city and others. But it will get crowded by people because they all want to. Ultimately, they are looking for ultimate happiness, ultimate peace and satisfaction that only comes through Krishna consciousness. There is no other process, absolutely none. Why? Because nothing transformed the consciousness. What process transformed consciousness? Karma does not do, jnana does not do. The material big job, PhD does not do. What it does, this Bhagavatam hearing, chanting, it transforms our consciousness. It makes us different person than satisfaction. When purification is done, transformation definitely takes place and satisfaction. So this is very beautiful. Beautiful verse. I mean, you can sing whole day and chant Krishna's name. Think about this verse. And this chapter also, very wonderful. Okay, one more. No, two more. Sorry.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Kumari Mataji, please go ahead.
The exercising of my senses, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching is done according to your desire. Hare Krishna.
Very beautiful. If we just meditate on this whole day, what do? That's all we do. We hear, whether from mother or daughter or son or father, we hear, we see things, we smell, we taste prasadam, we taste harikata. Touching, sure. We drive car, we're touching the car, we give a hug to another devotee, we give to family member. I mean, everything is written here. This is what we do. But it should be done according to Krishna relationship, Krishna satisfaction. Then our children, our parents, they become the best, closest. And Prabhupada says it was very interesting. It's not a Mormon's idea. I had a wonderful discussion one time, 8 hours, you know, 4 days with a Mormon preacher. Mormon idea is they give value of the family blood relation. That's all they have. I said, this is Hare Krishna philosophy. It's not your philosophy. This is Joseph Smith. They take Jesus teachings and Joseph Smith. I said, these both teachings, but this is coming from Veda. In 7th canto, we are coming, I'm sure, in a year or a few months or whatever. 7th canto, first 10 chapter is all about Prahlad and Nrisimhadev. Then comes this family relationship, 11th chapter. That's why one chapter, one sloka purport Prabhupada writes that when a man or a devotee feels that I start seeing my family member as a devotee and treat them as a devotee. Saying is one thing, Prabhus and Mother. Feeling and treating is more important than just saying it. That my children are actually, Krishna sent them in my life for me to get help and to help them, to serve them. So, Prabhupada writes that if you feel you can be more Krishna consciousness with your family, friends, with your relatives, take the whole family to Golok Vrindavan together. And you can live there together forever. And if it is your goal, go for it. There's a beautiful verse on the gopis' prayers like this, that they're expressing that everybody else is fortunate. You know, they're just spiritual lamentation. And that even the trees, the deers in Vrindavan, how fortunate. So how the trees are fortunate? I'm just giving you one little synopsis there. Trees are fortunate. Who are the trees? The husband is the trunk, wife is the vine. The daughter is the flower, and fruit is the sons. Because the whole family wants to come and serve Krishna together. They are in Golok Vrindavan as a tree. Krishna, without shoes, without crown, every day climb each tree. And he sits, and the husband is very happy. Krishna is here. Wife is wrapping up Krishna's body. The daughter is alluring Krishna, come on, take me, smell me here. I am here as a flower. Krishna smells. Every day he does this. Jananda nandana vichitra besha akarna benu saha Krishna sara. That verse explains this. Beautiful. The sun comes. Come on, Krishna, eats me here. So Krishna takes a bite of the fruit. And then he throws. There is no death in Golok Vrindavan. So that seed pops again. Here I am again. Every day they serve Krishna, the whole family, as a tree. There are many examples, just not only tree, as a family also like that. But it's so complete. So this line is so wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Did we say the last one? No.
Hare Krishna, I no longer do anything for my own pleasure. Bhakti Vinod says, your happiness is the essence of everything.
Very nice, isn't it? The last line is so nice. So your happiness, how Krishna is happy? How do you measure Krishna is happy? See if your relatives, friends, through your presence in Krishna consciousness, if they are happy. Prabhupada was asked, how do I know I'm pleasing Krishna? Prabhupada said, are you happy pleasing the devotees and serving the devotees and deity? Then Krishna is happy. That's it, Prabhus and mothers. Check yourself. If your presence makes other devotees, temple, neighbors, they are happy, then Krishna is happy. Wonderful. Thank you. So with that note, we will recite the beautiful verse for today. It's August 8th. That's right. August. It is August. Sixth Canto, chapter 18, text 26. So I'll read the word-to-word meaning first so we know what we are reciting. Ask one Prabhu and one mother if you can also recite, helping me. So three person, Prabhupada say three is good. Asha nasya, thinking, tasya of him, idam, this body, dhruvam, eternal. Unnadda chetasaha, whose mind is unrestrained. Mada sokaha, who can remove the madness. Indrasya of Indra, bhuyat, may there be, jena, by which. Sutaha, a son, he certainly may of me. Asha-shanasya tashedam dhrubam unnatta chetasaha madasoshaka indrasya bhuya jena sutohime. Two more devotees, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Asha tanasya tasyedam dhruvam unnadda chetasaha mada shoshaka indrasya bhuyatena sutohime.
Very nice. One more.
Asha sanasya tasyedam dhruvam anadda chetasaha mada shoshaka indrasya Poya jena tuto hime.
Wonderful. Thank you. Translation and big purport by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, it's very small purport. I'm just, because it's a small purport, but has a big topics about it. Translation. Diti thought, Indra considers his body eternal. Now, this is her perception before I say read it. This is Dita. You know, we all have a perception. That's why a conflict comes. So Diti thought, Prabhupada writes, Indra considers his body eternal. That doesn't mean Indra said it. This is what she is thinking. And thus he has become unrestrained. So she finds legitimate her anger, her enviousness towards Indra is legitimate. Why? Because Indra is doing wrong. We do this off and on, and hope, you know, I don't allow my mind to intervene, but my mind tried to create. Then Prabhupada writes, I, Diti saying, therefore wish to have a son who can remove Indra's madness. How do you remove Indra's madness? That's very nice. Let me adopt some means to help me in this. Prabhus and mothers, in this translation, if you look at technically, she wished a very good thing. It's nothing wrong. But the implementation was wrong. So desire was that she wanted to remove Indra's madness. Well, that's very nice. Indra has some problem, false ignorance or false identity. He has a lot of issues and she wants to remove that. That's a very well-wisher, isn't it? And she is a well-wisher. Do not think that she is not a well-wisher, because we will see in the chapter how it's very culminate with the well-wishing. Even though it appears like she was envy, yes, envy apparently, but she adopted bhakti, so she actually purified the enviousness in her, in Indra. So I'm going to read the translation again, if you look at it. Diti thought, Indra considers his body eternal. And thus he became unrestrained. I, therefore, wish to have a son who can remove Indra's madness. Let me adopt some means to help me in this. And actually it took place. Her son, one son, became 49. But before he became 49, it's like big transformation took place in the heart of both. Purport. One who is in the bodily conception of life is compared in the Shastras to animals like cows and asses. Can someone tell me from the audience, immediately you read this, immediately you thinking of a verse, because Prabhupada quote one verse randomly spoken by Krishna. Sages, Krishna and sages discussion. The way Prabhupada put that, his commentary, he's actually expressing what Krishna and sages discussion in one place. Anybody would like to help me with that? Come on, you all are genius, I know. Cows and asses. It's not too many verses, only few verses.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes.
Prabhu, one verse that I could recall.
Who is
Prabhu,
this?
Sivakumar, Prabhu.
Oh, yes, Prabhu.
So one verse that I could recall, Prabhu. One who goes to pilgrimage and does not take the associates of the sadhu.
Yes.
Is considered to be a cow or a...
Yes, very good. Perfect. This is exactly what it is. Jashatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhi kalatradishu bhomo ichadi. Yes, Prabhu. Very good. This is nice. So it should remind. Whenever we see a fruit, it should remind of Krishna. Or Prabhus and mothers, relationship of Krishna doesn't mean a blue boy. You take a photo of blue boy playing flute and you posting everywhere. Not exactly like this. Relationship. Everything has a relationship with Krishna. Everyone has a relationship with Krishna. When we start focusing on that, we purify our consciousness. And they change. Our vision changes. And that's it. Our journey is over. We can be in this body, in material world, but in a level of consciousness, we will be in Golok Vrindavan. 3.2.6, Prabhupada says, you can serve Krishna in spiritual world while you are in the material body. I love that. This is what Mahaprabhu's preaching is. Okay. The next Prabhupada writes, Diti wanted to punish Indra, who had become like a lower animal. In one sense, she has a right. Another sense, her original desire has to be retranslated. And she retranslated. You'll be surprised. So, thank you so much. Now, I'll invoke the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara and all of you. Please bless me and pray for me so that I can say something I heard from the Guru Bhargavas, Srila Prabhupada, that will please them and pleases all of you. You all take benefit of it. And also it purifies my heart. It's only win-win-win situation in this Bhagavatam every day. So I'll try to offer my heart to Srila Prabhupada by jantram, mantram, tantram. I am not going to discuss that. I already did that once. I hope you all remember. So let us begin with that. Om Agyanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namo Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsha Vancha kalpa taru vesha kripa sindhu baye vacha patitanam pavonipo vaishnavebho namo 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 mahabadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratishe namo हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण। Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine This chapter proves that how bhakti is superior to all other processes. Bhakti purifies false ego, envy, which is the root cause of our suffering. You all know these pastimes that one day Mother Diti made a mistake in following her brother bow performance that she was doing. At that time, Indra took advantage and entered her womb. What did he do? Cut her embryo into 7 pieces. They did not die, though, but shouted, "Hey, hey, please don't do this." Indra cut each of them into 7 more pieces. So they became 49. 1 into 7, then 7 times 7. Still they survived and started telling Indra, "We are your brothers. Don't kill us." Immediately Indra came out. And the 49 also embryo were born. They are called Maruts. And Diti, not supposed to fall asleep during the labor. Well, I heard, even Mother Jashoda actually had such a long labor. It was not a long labor like mundane world. Because Vasudev Maharaj had to bring Vasudev Krishna to Vrindavan and enter into the maternity house where men's are not allowed. So nobody saw. And the maid servant, they are also long attendants to Queen Mother Jashoda. They also fall asleep. Everybody falls asleep by Jogomaya's arrangement. Vasudev Maharaj didn't see Nanda Maharaj's son. He was there. Because his Vatsala Ras does not permit. His Vatsala Ras has a mixed up awe and reverence. He saw the daughter of Jashoda. Two, two children born here, according to Hari Bangsha. So he picked up Mother Subhadra, Mother Jogomaya, and he took back. Okay. So Mother Jashoda had a long labor. Mother Diti had a long labor. She also. Then all of a sudden she realized that the child born came out. Okay, not one, two, 49. And Indra came out. Indra is also there from her body. Just imagine the scenery. These 49 embryos were born, called Marut. So when Diti just came out of her exertion, she saw Indra and her sons. Because Diti performed, this is the key point, devotional service, Krishna consciousness. She performed devotional service. And next chapter, I'm going to describe about it, that how powerful that bhakti was. Even Prabhus and mothers, we should never take lightly. Even your children chanting like maybe one round. Is your daughter or son pure devotee? We may think, no way. We may not say it, but no way in our mind we may think. Please, 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 do not underestimate. This is my request, please. You do not know the power of chanting even one round that your child is doing. Because my two sons, they chant every day, not 60 now, but they are fixed in their chanting. You know, they're 27 and 24. They chant 4 rounds, 8 rounds every day, persistence. And I say, that's it. You fix on this. And then when you feel encouraged, you increase. Only request is don't go down. That's all. If they chant one round is enough to be saved. But encourage. But our goal is 16 minimum. Yes, I agree. I'm not minimizing. But encouragement has to be there. Even if they chant one round. Yes, wonderful. Yesterday, I made one Indian couple. They just came from India. They got a job here. They at least promised to me that they will spend 15 minutes every day to 20 minutes. And they have a one child. They will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That was very nice. This is how every day we should introduce to somebody new. So, Diti performed devotional service. The sons had a favorable consciousness towards Indra. She was surprised. Hello? She had an idea that son will be born to kill Indra. But they're favorable to Indra. Well, how did it happen? Because Indra was also serving Diti in a favorable way. See how in Krishna consciousness, Prabhus and mothers, don't leave, don't go away from Krishna consciousness, despite whatever problem. Please, 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 I'm begging all of you, never ever leave whatever community you have. Don't think, oh, another temple will be better. They treat me well. No, no, no. Adjust here. You're not going away from anybody. You're going away from yourself. Hello? Hare Krishna. We're trying to discover ourselves. Journey is difficult. You know why? Because I'm looking for my own origin. That's why it is difficult. Who is that origin? Four qualities are there. Trinadopi sunichana tororopi. That is the soul. Soul identity. Soul in a pure state. Trinadopi sunichana tororopi sohisnana. Amani namano dena kirtaniya sadhavi. But condition is, I am better than all of you. Condition is, I'm chanting, I'm serious. This has to be purified. Where? By staying where I am and treating others. Not looking down, but looking up. Krishna is there with them. Krishna will be happy if I respect them. This is beautiful. This chapter is like his illumination. Very important, more than Braja Leela to me, because it transform me. All this up to ninth canto is like transformation. So Indra was also serving Diti in a favorable way. He also was affected. When these children started shouting, "Where are your brothers?" Indra also did not feel like killing. Oh my God, I enter into her body to kill, but they are my brother and they are crying. Just imagine the scenery. What a soap opera, better than mundane soap opera. I think this will, anybody can make it up into a TV series, see, you know, some show. I think it will draw a lot of attention, more than any material soap opera. What struck me, Prabhupada, I was reading this while we were driving to the program, Indian festival program. I was reading, Prabhupada says, very striking, he said, this is the power of devotional service. So I was talking to this couple, the temple president and his wife. They have a lot of love, affection for me, so I come and help them. They said, what is it? That the power of devotional service, that even if there is envy, are you familiar with that word? Maybe none of you are envious. Envy means I am better than that person. Envy has a dark envious and there is a white envious. Black envious means that person has many things, but in my mind, I don't allow it to have it. Okay, everybody understand. What is the white envy? White envy means cow also has a, because yesterday I was talking to them, not really thinking that today I'll be talking in this. So they had also hot dog, and even some Indian were kind of attracted to that, some young children. They are not Hindu probably, I'm not sure. But they were eating something. So I went there. I said, you know, it's interesting that the happiness began with non-enviousness. And this young girl, she said, I agree with you. I said, that means, you know how you become non-envious? Everybody has a right to live. Cow has a right to live in this world. Dog has a right to live. Cow has a right to live. But if I think in my mind, I don't want cow to live, I will eat them, then I am envious. She said, oh my God. Let me bring my friend, hold on. She brings her three other friends, two Western, two Indian. So I had a long talk, wonderful, 1 hour. And they all decided, three of them, one says, well, I have to talk my parents still, because they eat. But the other three said they will give up, become a vegetarian. I was appreciating Prabhupada. That's enough for first lesson. I don't want to go more into Hare Krishna chanting right in the first dose. So I gave my number. At least hopefully Krishna will direct them if they need to go further. Krishna knows. Krishna is directing everybody, directing us, directing me, you all. But I prayed to Krishna for delivering them also. This is we can do. I cannot deliver, but Krishna can deliver them by arranging through devotees. So it was very nice. So Prabhupada, I'm repeating, Prabhupada said, it was so striking. He said, power of devotional service, that even if there is envy, gradually it gets purified. Prabhus and mothers, when I would go to temple in Mayapur early days as a teenager, I would think I'm a little better than other boys. Now, nobody told me that. Nobody told me that. It's on my own. I used to think I'm better. And then nowadays I think, like, what is the stupidest idea I had? Where did it come from? I could not trace it. Of course, technically, I can say this is what envy means, this is what false ego means. Yeah, technically I can see, but I do not like that. It is horrible. It's like taking a hot fire in my hand and getting burned. That's how I feel. This envy is so deadly in our spiritual persons. It's also happiness, Prabhus and mothers. When we become non-envious, you'll see today this Indra and Didi, how joyful they become. Who doesn't want to be happy? But envy blocks us. So, Diti first said, this is what I love, anti-Diti. I call anti-Diti. The Bhagavatam didn't say anti, but anti-Diti say, first said, oh, Indra, please forgive me, Indra. I was envious. I wanted to kill you. That is the whole purpose of my vow. Would you do this to a devotee? Say, you know, I was envy to you. It's difficult, but it is the most purificatory process. It is the most satisfactory, uplifting consciousness. It's so wonderful. It's not, I'm not trying to just tell you. It is experience we have. So my auntie Diti, mother Diti said to Indra, please forgive me. I was envious. I wanted to kill you. That's what the purpose of my this ceremony, the vow. Indra immediately transformed. He says, dear auntie Diti, what to speak of you? I also wanted to kill. And Prabhupada described that because Diti expressed her intention honestly, this is the key, honestly, transparency, Indra also felt enlivened and eager to express his heart. Therefore, both of them became close and could communicate freely, non-envious way. The real bond of nephew and auntie established after envy dissolved. Diti had made a mistake by allowing Indra to serve. Although she knew that he did not have good intentions. Prabhus and mother, Prabhupada had a striking word again. Therefore, Prabhupada writes, a master may not have very good servant. They may have duplicitous motives. But because the master is performing devotional service, Krishna protects the master. Another lesson I learned, Prabhus and mother, you may feel like, oh my God, I'm a horrible. Pran Govinda Das is painting my life. No, I'm painting my life. I'm not painting your life. I don't know. You are my worshipable, you know, devotee of Krishna. But I'm painting my life, how horrible I was. But believe or not, because devotee's inspiration kept me going till today, I'm chanting every day. And I see the satisfaction. I have to be honest to you. Yes, I'm satisfied. This is required. Satisfaction is more than sense enjoyment, more than sex, more than movie, more than anything. I also was addicted to those. Even if one makes the wrong choice, still protection is offered and ultimately envy within the heart is destroyed. This is the takeaway from Prabhupada's purport. The whole few pages of few purports I was reading, I take away that if I make the wrong choice, still I did many wrong choices. Protection is offered by Krishna. Ultimately, the envy within the heart will be destroyed. So there is a hope. When a person takes a devotional service, all this positive transformation takes place, Prabhus and mothers. Believe me, I'm not any advance or anything, but I see it within me. So I'm bold. The most important thing is the attitude what the devotee feels. Yesterday was my last day. No, day before yesterday was my last day of finishing with the Bhakti Shastri, 1.5 month course. We had a big gathering. This is the first Bhakti Shastri course we did in America on behalf of Ishkan Bhagavat Mahavidyalaya. So the whole idea is to increase this. So we did a successful. We had ice cream also in case, if you know what is ice cream ending. So it was very nice. Every devotee appreciated. You know, I was almost like emotional because some of the students, I mean, they are great devotees that express such a way that they bonded, you know. I found ISKCON is an emotional shelter for all of us. If in case some of you did not find, please do not leave or go away. There is an emotional pure shelter where you will thrive. It just needs little adjustment. Be open in your heart. Let operation take place. And when operation is over, you will heal. Two things. Healing is not only the rejuvenate or becoming healthy, is also important. So both will give you that feeling that, yes, I'll never leave. Believe or not, Prabhupada says, in spiritual world, when you go to Golok Vrindavan, there is an ISKCON. What? There is another ISKCON? Yes, but that's a pure Krishna conscious ISKCON. There is also one guru. Just like in ISKCON, one guru, Prabhupada. In spiritual world, one guru. Not Prabhupada, but Krishna, Prabhupada said. Krishna is the only guru. Whether you are a coward boy, Krishna is going everywhere. You are running after him. You are a coward girl, Krishna, you are after whole day, night thinking of that guru, that Krishna. Krishna took that position. Krishnam Bande Jagat Gurum. Then when the most important thing is the attitude, as I mentioned. So in the Bhakti Shastri, in Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, you can see in the preface, Prabhupada writes, only one thing you need in progress, in progression of spiritual life. What is it? Attitude. Prabhupada's right, it depends on the attitude of the practitioner. So, Prabhus and mothers, I don't blame anymore. If I'm lacking, it's due to my attitude. I really pointing towards me. Prabhupada could have said many things, but he said it depends on the attitude. The entire spiritual journey, progression, depends on the attitude. Yes, I made a mistake, but I want to change. This is required. If I cannot acknowledge that I made a mistake, I will not regret. And if I cannot regret, repentance will not come. What is regret means? Asking for forgiveness. Oh, I hurted some people. Whatever way. And in case somebody don't feel that way, means there is little more operation is required. When operation will be over almost, heart operation through Krishna consciousness, you will regret. Everybody, every devotee will regret before they go. It is not Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote the song and Prabhupada regrets in his poem. Every soul. Why did I not serve? I was looking for my interest on the other devotee's body, this, that. This is what purification is. Then when we add devotional service, then the devotion creates that transformation from within. Just by practicing Krishna consciousness, Prabhus and mothers, simple thing we do, giving books, giving prasadam, giving Krishna katha. Right now, we are discussing. Same thing. The envy which is there within the heart will melt. You know, melting, ice cream melts, envy also melts. Means you will see and you will see, yes, I did a mistake. I don't want to do it. When you do this, a new baby takes birth called responsibility. I will take responsibility. I want to be accountable for any mistake I do anymore. My Lord, I can't do it on my own. Please, Gurudev, please, Vaishnavas, help me. Sakala sahane bala diya kara nija mane spriha hina. We sing this song. It was very funny. One devotee was angry. I said, I thought you were singing yesterday, Sakala sahane bala diya kara. You are begging the mercy of the Vaishnavas so that you can tolerate. Why you are angry with this devotee? Why are you talking to me like this? I said, well, the song we are praying to who? It was just a melodious voice, or actually it is a lesson we are singing. Are we praying? He said, I don't feel like to talk to you. I said, well, of course you don't have to talk. But one day you would love to talk. I'll count that day. And we became bond, actually. It took 30 years. It's my fault also. I didn't go to Mayapur for 30 years. But when I blended, I reminded, and he reminded, and we became the very close friend. We are still very close friend, even though we are two different countries. So like this, whatever we do, if we are little conscious, is this uplifting my consciousness? Is it actually raising, is it helping the other devotees? What is the value of my presence in the community, in the family, in my friendship, if they do not miss in my absence? What is the value of my presence? I ask this question. We should. Whatever capacity, I'm insignificant, I know, but even insignificant little help, if it pushes someone to go a little further close to Krishna, then that is success. At least we can try. That's all. As long as we try, Krishna pays attention. That's all it's required. This is called instrument of His grace, instrument of Bhagavan's servant of the servant. There's a Chinese saying, the hand which gives the rose also smells sweet. I thought it was very sweet. We know we should not be envious. We know what should be done. What should not be done. But still, because of the anarthas, our actions go beyond our control. But even if that happens, that is not the end of the world, Prabhus and mothers. If we just realize our mistake and take shelter in Krishna, things will change, can change for ultimate good for all of us. I was thinking, in this chapter, we learned so many things. Not only this chapter, the whole canto, sixth canto. I remember other day in another class I was serving, where Devjani, the daughter of Sukracharya, she expressed her realization. It was so sweet. A Mataji, she's a Brahmana daughter, married to a Kshatriya by mistake. No, but it turned out the best outcome. Everything happened is not a mistake, Prabhus and mother. It appears like mistake. But if we take shelter of bhakti, it turns out the best we needed. Why? Because Krishna sanctioned. Krishna doesn't sanction. He's not a whimsical God. He's the most organized, preeminently lovable God. He loves each of us more than we can even imagine how much He loves. He does Every moment he is thinking how to uplift. In one lecture, Prabhupada says, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. What is Surid? That unstoppable, non-stop Krishna is thinking how to elevate each devotee to come back home. Not by force, but by our own pace. So Devjani says to her husband, give me your realization. And King Jayati gave. Devjani, you understood. You tell me. So Devjani understood that the materialistic association of husband, friends, relative is like association in a hotel full of tourists. The relationship of society, friendship, love are created by the Maya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exactly as in a dream. So what should we do? See the soul in the body of those relatives. Prabhus and mothers, we have a journey in a three way. This is just the way I understand. Please forgive me. None of Acharya said this. But what I understand from Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion, I was teaching, I'm also learning. Our vision in the beginning, philosophically, try to see philosophically. Okay, I see my husband or wife. Okay, there is a soul in the body. I see the body as the wife or husband, but there is a soul. So try to see philosophically. If you start seeing philosophically everything, you will start seeing practically. It is coming. It's just waiting. Start to see philosophically first. Don't try to see practically. Philosophically, it will take you to see practically. And if you start seeing practically, you will start seeing spontaneously. That's it. You are in Golok Vrindavan while you are in the material body. Just like Prabhupada says, he was in a kirtan and he was ringing a bell. Prabhupada said to Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he said, I was in kirtan, very nice, in spiritual dham, so nice. Then I had a little chest pain all of a sudden. And I opened my eyes. I didn't realize that my eyes were open, but I opened my eyes. I realized I was in New York hospital. So Prabhus and mother, can someone help me? Was Prabhupada in spiritual world or he was in New York hospital? You think? This chapter teaches us. Many, many topics we can learn from this chapter. I would like to hear from you all how you have developed your vision or started in some level where we all can learn. Instead of me telling you everything, I want to also learn from you. Can someone please share your realization, how you start seeing your relative, friends, family, you know, the non-devotional mood changing or changed, heart is transforming. Would somebody like to share, please? I'm begging. Yes, Shiva Kumar Prabhu.
Prabhu, one small change that I have started to notice, Prabhu, before coming to Krishna Bhakti, the mind always looks for what I can get from this person, Prabhu. So that has come down, and now I am starting to see how I can share Krishna Bhakti with this person.
Wow, that's very powerful, Prabhu. You are the candidate in Golok Vrindavan, entering soon. Maybe you're already there. That's wonderful. That transformation is big because the whole world is looking for what they will get from you. What you said is very nice. Thank you, Shiv Kumar Prabhu. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam. Where are you, Mother? Who is that?
This is Anjana Gopika Devidasi.
Oh, Mother Anjana Gopika, of course. You're my mother from Nepal originally. How can I forget?
Yes, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, it's so much of purifying with the staying with the family. Most of the time, I used to, in the beginning in Krishna consciousness, I used to think everybody is disturbing me. I wanted to practice Krishna consciousness sincerely, but eventually Krishna purifies us through all the members of the families. And then they are also getting Krishna consciousness slowly, slowly. They are also getting purification. But this kind of path will go till the end. Because till the time of death, we should completely detach with them and then same time perform our duties. It's so much of confusing, Prabhu. Not confusing, it's like very struggling as a being the right path and serve the family and being in Krishna consciousness. It's a very much challenging, but it's very fruitful, Prabhuji, I feel.
Very nice. Wonderful example you gave. This is true, Mother. Arjuna pleased Krishna while he is in anxiety in the war. Wasn't? Every day when his son died. I like the way Prabhupada sees things so transcendentally, and he revealed that. One Indian outsider, non-devotee, I mean, he's a coming. So he asked Prabhupada, Maharaj, why Arjuna is crying when his son died? I thought he heard Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada said, what is wrong of crying? Well, didn't he hear Bhagavad Gita? Prabhupada said, yes. Then why did he cry for his son? Then Prabhupada said, what is wrong of crying? He has a human body, human consciousness for the relative's friend. What's wrong with that? But Maharaj, he heard Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, what is your point? He said, then what is the result? He said, result is he did not give up fighting. Did he give up fighting? Did he say, I don't want to fight, I don't want to serve Krishna? But feeling for the relatives, getting little emotion here, there is a human nature. It is not something wrong. One of my brother, he was a head of the UNICEF in Austria, Vienna. He was a proud Hindu. So he said, don't try. You know, in my culture, I cannot teach elder brother. This is how the some or other, some of you may understand. So, but he likes to talk. So I said, but you liked that prasadam when I gave you in the temple. He said, of course, it was the best. I said, how much? Why you say the best? Tell me why. He said, actually, I never tasted like that. It was the best prasadam. I said, because you are appreciating, your human life is guaranteed by Prabhupada. You don't know what will happen when you die. So he says, okay, thanks. So I thank to Prabhupada. I said, that's good. Because you are appreciating, just by appreciating, your human birth is fixed. Then you will go to ISKCON and start journey. But if you start now, maybe it will be easier journey next life. It's up to you. So he said, you're trying to make me devotee, aren't you? I said, no. I'm just telling you what the fact is. You make the decision. Hey, we are product of our own decision, brother. I am the youngest, you are the oldest, but still, we are all product of our own decisions. There is some reason why we are in one family. So like this, yes, Mother, I'm not saying everything is perfect, everything is soothing, but you are doing your best. I bow to your lotus feet. You keep on going. This struggle is joyful because at the end, Krishna will grab your hand and will ask you everything you went through, and you're going to tell him. How did I come up with this? Pillamangal Thakur. Krishna asked him, so what did you do there? What did you do then in Chintamani's life? He said everything about his life. At the end, he said, tell me about Krishna. And this boy told, he said, how come I feel so attracted to Krishna when I hear from you? Who are you? You're just an ordinary boy? No, you're not an ordinary boy. I feel so strong attraction to Krishna through you. You must be that Krishna. Then Krishna disappeared from his life. But Krishna may come as a relative just to test you. Be careful. We are struggling. Yes, it is a good struggle. Arjuna struggled. As soon as he heard about his son's death, tomorrow, I'm going to kill Jayadratha before sunset. If not, I'll throw myself in the fire. And Krishna is looking at him and laughing. Hey, how are you going to do that? Krishna could have said, hey, you heard Bhagavad Gita. Didn't you hear? Didn't you see in my universal form that Jayadratha already was dead? He could have said so many things. But he asked a simple question at the level where Arjuna is. He got tormented by son's affection. It's normal. Krishna says, how are you going to do it? Do you know Jayadratha? He got boon from Shiva that he can be killed many times until his father plays the sea-beard head on the ground. He will not be dead. You know how hard it is? His father will never put his head on the ground, his son's sea-beard head. I love the way Prabhupada concluded in that. Krishna knew the philosophy. So he saw Krishna. Now, Prabhus and mother, they are together there as a friend. But Arjuna taught us in that episode how to see Krishna in a philosophically. I hope everybody got it. Three things I mentioned. Try to see Krishna philosophically, then practically, then continuously. Spontaneously. But it is not going to come spontaneously if you don't start seeing him philosophically. So Krishna, Arjuna said philosophically, Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, you reveal who you are. You are the supreme source. Matta paratara nanat kinchit asti dhananjaya. Arjuna repeated, you are the origin, supreme power, omnipotence, omniscient. And guess who I am, Krishna? I am just a soul, ordinary living entity, Arjuna. But together, we will win the war of Jayadratha. Together, Prabhupada said, Arjuna taking advantage of Krishna. And Krishna happy that he needs help. And he's going to help. Each of us should learn that techniques. We should take advantage of Krishna every day. My dear Krishna, I'm not feeling well. I don't know. I just had a little argument. Just talk to Krishna every day, in every way. Anything happening in your life, talk to Krishna. Prabhus and mother, you may say, do you do that, Prabhu? Yes, I do. Believe or not, you will be surprised to see how Krishna really revealed that he is listening and he is reciprocating. It's wonderful. When are you going to start? Today. Start. If you didn't start, start today. Whatever happened, if you are happy, say, Krishna, I'm very happy. Thank you for granting that happiness. And if you're sad, say, Krishna, I don't like it. I don't know. Help me. How to understand this is you sanction. Without your sanction, 1323 Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Upadrashta Anumanta Bharta Bhukta Maheshwara. Without my sanction, nothing happened. Even a blade of grass don't. So we need to see that. And as Mother Anjana Gopi said that, yes. And then other Prabhu said this. Only thing we can do, just endeavor. Don't look for success. Prabhus and mothers, don't look for success. Only thing Krishna wants from us is endeavor. Because 11:33, if you look at that verse when you have time later on, you'll see Arjuna saw all these people already dead. Krishna revealed that through him. Maiva nihita purva maiva. Arjuna, what is the result of the war? It's in my hand. I'm already done. I have the result in my hand. I want you to become instrument. So each of us can become an instrument right now. Not can, must. Try your best. That's all we can do. Try. What will be the result is already done. We all will be in Golok Vrindavan with Krishna. But what is gapping that when I will be in Golok, it's up to us. Intensity and purity is up to us, our endeavor. Act like an instrument. Act like an instrument. I asked Radhanath Maharaj, Maharaj, what do you just prayed? Pran Govinda Prabhu, you are asking very prior personal thing. I said, yes, Maharaj. And if you don't tell me, where am I going to learn? Maharaj says, I'm just asking Krishna, Prabhupada, to make me an instrument of their grace. Instrument of their. I said, can I pray like that? Of course you can. You should. You must. I said, okay, Maharaj, I'll start today with your blessing. I'll tell them that you inspired me to pray like this. So I do. This is wonderful. I want to hear at least one or two. Anyone else? What do you take away from today's? I'm sorry, I didn't go on too much vast details explanation on the verses or anything. I just